Welcome back to Horizons.
Geraldine O'Sullivan, welcome to Horizons.
Thanks for having me, David. Good morning.
It's the time of year again. It's the Kerry Mental Health and Wellbeing Fest. You provided us a lovely set of thoughts. So how did it go last year?
Oh, excellent. Well, thank you for having us back. It's wonderful to be here. And last year, 2024, was a really, really successful fest. The amount of events that we had on, the participation, the feedback, it was of such an extent and a range by which we had our work cut out for us. But essentially, what Kerry Mental Health and Wellbeing Fest seeks to do is to put on and to help promote and schedule a range of totally free events in North, South, East Kerry and also in Mid Kerry. And all these events, and there's over 100 of them this year, are all available to your listeners to join in, enjoy, discover. For many, it might be to repeat. And with the view to maybe just embracing an opportunity, a friendship, an hour or two to connect, to be active, to keep learning, to do something good for their mental health and well-being. Because the whole point of Kerry Mental Health and Wellbeing Fest, and it's been running now since 2018, is to support people to discover ways, techniques, routines, resources to enhance their mental health and well-being. Because a year on, and regrettably, but I suppose positively, that mental health and well-being is more and every bit as important in 2014 as it is now in 2025, as it will be in 2026 and maybe 2036.
Yeah.
So there will always be a need.
And is there any challenges that you find people often find themselves stuck in that you could maybe give them some insight onto how to start improving
their mental health and well-being? I guess there are loads of different ways by which we can start improving our mental health and well-being, or maybe keep improving it. Because let's look at the fact that even if today, wherever you're listening from, if you find yourself down and out, if you found that the spirit of your wings, or the wings of your spirit, are absolutely broken, that your heart feels battered and broken, that's really a tough place to find yourself in. If you're dealing with a really, really bad diagnosis or prognosis for your health, if you're struggling in your family, if you're trying to support someone and actively supporting someone through addiction, that can be a really difficult, lonely, hard place to find yourself in. But I'd like if we could all take a moment to know and to remember and reflect that that wasn't always the way it was. Now, I'm 46, okay? And even if I was 26 or 6 or 96, there would have been, there is, there will be, and there are moments that are in my life that are really tough, really difficult. But there's also been moments of joy. There's been moments of ecstatic, simple, ordinary delight. There has been nourishment and there's been tormentation. So what I think is really helpful, and things that we can do at a practical level, right here, right now, wherever you're listening, is to acknowledge and to remember those fabulous words, which I love, of Damien Dempsey's in his song Better Days, is that the rain, it ain't permanent. The emotions, the feelings, the despair, the loneliness, the anguish, those feelings that you're having right now, they're real. They might be numbing. They might be robbing you of every little light and the very essence of your life. But they're not permanent. And I think when we can find the strength, and ideally after and with a decent night's sleep and with the help of a hearty meal or a warm beverage, tea or coffee, with the support and space and compassion offered by a friend or a priest or a doctor or a nurse or whomever you feel safe to talk with, we can discover a way through. We can discover a way out. We can discover a way by which that beating of our heart actually brings joy, that reinvigorates us, that those broken wings of our spirit can heal so that we can fly again. Because even at the darkest times, and there's that beautiful, beautiful poem by John Manley Hopkins, and he actually wrote them in Ireland, the Dark Sonnets. And there are lines in the Dark Sonnets that I think that a lot of people who are struggling can resonate with and maybe can find companionship in. So there is some lines in one of his Dark Sonnets that goes, "Mary, mother of us, where is thy comforting?" Because when things get really tough for people, it can feel like there are and there isn't any comforting available. However, if one shifts one focus, and I have it in my home, it's been gifted to me by my mom, God rest her, is that beautiful image of footsteps. To know that there is always someone there with us. There is always the possibility that even at darkest times and toughest moments, we're not alone. And I think that by realizing and reflecting that the rain, it ain't permanent, that things will change. There are better days coming. These could be the worst of days, the darkest of days. It may appear and feel like there is no comforting and that we are at the precipice or indeed in the trenches of despair. That doesn't need to be our permanent residence. It's a space, it's a time that we're occupying right now. And by God, we probably didn't choose it and we don't want to be there. But by God, we're not there through the gift of God by ourselves. And it can feel very, very hard. It also, I think, can appear and seem to be that we're like that bird caged. It is impossible to release the lock from the inside. So those of us in community with others, those of us in congregations with others, those of us in relationships and friendships, in casual connections, can actually gift and take a moment, even a moment, a simple single moment, to just lift that lock. Let a light of a smile in. Let a hello, how are you? Would you like a cup of tea? Oh, you know what? It's really good to see you. So I think that Kerry Mental Health and Wellbeing Fest gives 100+ opportunities for light, life, joy. It gives insight into therapeutic interventions that are available for families, adults, men and women. It gives an opportunity to put on an emotional umbrella for the rain that might be tormenting you and the despair that is absolutely drowning the goodness and the joy within you, and to actually bravely go beyond that and have fun, meet someone else. And even if fun is too much, you can go arrange flowers, you can join the local min shed, you can actually just sit and enjoy quietness and meditative space. So Kerry Mental Health and Wellbeing Fest, I suppose every year it reaches new people. Every year, we're really fortunate as an interagency committee to have new service providers and community and voluntary groups providing opportunities. And I think every year we're really grateful to Horizons and Just a Thought to be able to maybe sow some seeds of compassionate understanding and also a little bit of an invitation to those of us who may be having a moment by which all is well, to reach out and remember the times that wasn't so well. And those maybe who have paid it forward, now we can pay it back. Those who actually reached out to us, we can reach out to them.
Yeah, so a great message to just try to bring more positive energy to the people you know and your community. And thank you to you, Geraldine. You're a wonderful beacon of positivity. Thanks for coming on Horizons today.
Oh, my pleasure. Love the show and thank you for the opportunity.
This is Come to Us by Tony Alonso. Thank you. Thank you very much for listening to Horizons. Feel free to contact me on davidsheehan@dioceseofkerry.ie. Thanks to the production team, in particular Gráinne Quirk. Just a Thought for the Coming Week is by Father Francis Nolan. Until this time next Sunday, I hope you have a wonderful week.